What about the issue of arthralgias with AIs in the prevention setting?
Well, there's no doubt that arthralgias and other sort of muscle and bone pain are actually increased by these agents. There's not really been any clear way of actually managing them. They've been sufficiently mild in the ATTACK trial that, although reported more often, they haven't led to women stopping treatment. So they have managed to live with them, certainly in the adjuvant setting, without stopping treatment.
What fraction of women actually withdrew from anastrozole because of arthralgias in the ATTACK trial?
It was virtually zero, actually. Although we had a higher reported rate, the withdrawals were virtually zero for that particular complaint. They were all reported as mild or moderate, and the women carried on taking treatment.
What about the issue of cognitive function in AIs, particularly in the prevention setting?
Well, this is, I think, an area where there's been more heat than light for some time. Originally, it was felt that hormone replacement therapy, another one of its benefits, was going to be an improvement in cognitive function, a slowing of dementia, and there was some early data on that. One of the other great benefits of the Women's Health Initiative is to actually point out this does not appear to be true, and in fact, as far as they can see in their study, there's been an increase of dementia associated with hormone replacement therapy. So it raises the question about what happens if you go in the other direction. What if you actually reduce estrogen levels? What effect will that have on cognition? Aside from making women think like men, whether that's beneficial or not remains to be seen. It's an open area and an area where we will be looking very, very carefully in IBIS-2. We have a very large study being conducted by Leslie Fallowfield and her colleagues to look specifically at the effects of cognition of estrogen depletion. I think it's very important to try to get this sorted out. Again, it's one of the benefits of the prevention trial. It's the only chance we'll really have to look at AIs versus placebo. So in terms of some of these more difficult to tease out potential side effects, you really want to compare them against no treatment, not against tamoxifen. And we see that as an important part of the overall IBIS-2 study.